Oregon's Travels. Oregon and I met at Star's Circus. His show was just before mine. Curled up behind the red curtain, I forgot my stage fright and remembered my childhood. Once my clowning was done, I took him back to his cage. One evening, Oregon talked to me, just like in a children's book. "Please take me back to the Great Forest, Duke." At this moment, I couldn't say a word and didn't answer him. But while I was on my own, in my caravan, I knew his true place was with his own kind, far away in the depth of a pine forest. Who knows, maybe I would meet Snow White there. One last show and we set off into the darkest night. No need for luggage, no keys in my pocket spoiling the line on my trousers. I've never been good at geography, but I knew that great forests with trees full of honey and rivers abundant with fish were not next door. Many miles later, we had forgotten Pittsburgh and its smoggy sky. I spent all my money buying two singles for the Chicago Mountains, 300 hamburgers and a night in Hotel CU, but it was okay. I was so happy to travel with Oregon. For when I was a child, I had only ever had a teddy bear. At dawn, Spike picked us up in his truck. He was going to Iowa, the mid-safe of North America. "Where'd you keep this red nose and white mask on?" asked Spike. "You're no longer in a circus ring. They are stuck to me. It's not that easy to be a dwarf. And to be a black man in the biggest country of the world." We belonged to the same family. I had nothing to say. We parted in the early morning. I had to keep my promise. I still had a long way to go. My red hair blowing in the wind, I went through countryside like a Van Gogh painting, but more beautiful. We walked through hailstorms, we feasted in cornfields, we dreamed under the stars. With bird songs to wake us in the morning, we bathed in rivers, the entire world was ours. I had $2 left in my pocket, so I skimmed them on the Platte River. Pushed by the wind from the plains, we soon came to Rocky Mountains, ankle swollen, but with thumbs up. Salesmen, supermarket celebrities, a faded Indian chief without his feathers, succeeded one another. We were next to the Iron Horse. I was exhausted and could not go further. We spent a night in the shell of an old Chevrolet 1935. My year, but even so, I was in a better shape now. We jumped out of bed and caught a moving train for the last stretch of the journey. Oregon as my pillow, I dozed off, watching cattle parading. When I opened my eyes again, it was there, exactly as I dreamt it. It took less than 100 steps for Oregon to forget all his years of captivity. Oregon in Oregon, I had kept my promise. In the early morning light, I leave with a light heart and a free spirit.